Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Calm catches it and throws to first to double up Gehringer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a pop-up into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Geringer, who tags Ma still trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Geringer moves to third. McManus moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Geringer. McManus moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buck Krause now catching. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 1 in the game. Easterling takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Krause and he is out, Com applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krause for a passed ball. Whitehill moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Adkins moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Adkins trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Hargrave who tags Adkins who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Barrett steals third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Buck Redfern pinch hits for Buck Krause. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavener moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to third. Whitehill moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavener scores. Whitehill moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Easterling moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mann pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Johnny Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.